Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Sherry KB, and I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from Northern California. Today is Friday, October the 11th, 2019, and this is our 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're at Chapter 5, page 60 in How It Works, starting with the second paragraph beginning with our description of the alcoholic. And we'll be reading this paragraph ending with the last C. We're going to do our ABCs today, ending in C, that God could and would if he were sought. We'll be commenting on all. Today's readers are Gracie D. for the 12 steps, Des M. for the 12 traditions, and the readers of our text are Julie E. B., Jordan L., and Don B. Our newcomer greeter today is Janice P. M. and Reggie O., for our announcements, and thank you, Lynn, for setting up our recording. The share ID for yesterday's Thursday, October 10th, 2019, our 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, share ID is 13,506. That's 13506. And the share ID for our meeting this morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time for October 11th, 2019, is 13,508. That's 13508. OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting for our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Gracie D. to read our 12 steps of OA. Gracie? Star 1 to unmute, please. Gracie D.?
Thank you for that. This is Gracie D., the 12th, I'm sorry, a compulsive overeater in California, and these are the 12 steps. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Gracie D., for reading the 12 steps of OA this morning. Des M., please read our 12 traditions of OA. Good morning, Des.
Good morning, Sherry. Des M., recovered compulsive overeater from California, and these are the 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority. a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
And thank you, Desmond, for your service this morning. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And that does include your mute button on your phone. Please don't use that and just use your star 1 to mute and unmute. We'll have a nice, quiet meeting that way, and thank you so much for doing that. Today we resume our study of the Big Book on page 60 in the second paragraph, and that starts with our description of the alcoholic, the chapter to the agnostic. And we're going to read through the ABCs to the last C, that God could and would if he were sought. So we're going to talk about our ABCs today. So, Julie E.B., would you please get us start, begin reading, please? Julie? Star 1 to unmute, please. Julie E.B.?
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered here in Colorado Springs. How it works. Our description of the alcoholic, the chapter to the agnostic, and our personal adventures before and after make clear three pertinent ideas. A, that we were alcoholic and could not manage our lives. B, that probably no human power could have relieved our alcoholism. C, that God would, could, and would if he were sought. Well, I'm grateful to be able to read the ABCs this morning. I think that I love the fact that it talks about our personal adventures before and after, because there's personal adventures to be found there in the food, but there's other personal adventures that we can wander into with all my meeting reminders are dinging. Anyway, there's personal adventures that I can get into in my character defects and in trying to learn to live a life that instead of being based on blotting out my consciousness of my intolerable situation, that is that I have a physical allergy and a mental obsession, and that was an intolerable situation for me, the way I handled my feelings involved the food, the way I lived my life, involved self-centered, self-seeking, resentment, and fear. And I couldn't manage it. You know, there's a great line that we you know, we cannot wrest happiness and satisfaction out of life if we just manage well. So I can get back into A all the time thinking that if I just manage it, that everything is okay. Before checking for this call, I got a call that one of my kids had a fender bender, and I was so worried yesterday in the snow, it's still on the ground, but you know, I did my fear inventory and released it. So I was able to say, hey, we make mistakes. Hey, I love you. God loves you when you make mistakes. I'm glad everyone's okay. I'm glad, you know, that you told me about it, that you have a mother you can tell about it today. And I was able to follow that. No human power could have relieved that for me. The harder I tried, the big book says I tried to get more gracious or more demanding, tried harder, sometimes being super pleasing and then other times being just super angry or super scared and self-involved. No human power could have relieved this because I was always in so much pain. It was like my nerves were on the outside. God could and would if God were sought. And that's the reality. That's the truth, the promise that I want to share with you today. And if you don't call your higher power God, if you're still learning what that means, seeking something greater than yourself and making a decision around each of these steps. This is not a feeling program. This is not a program where my thoughts get into line. This is a program where I take the next action. And when I seek God, hey, sometimes I get immediate relief. I share 11 step or do my 10 step or get back into other work. But sometimes there's just a waiting. And then I look up and I notice that that's not there anymore. God always shows up to me when I get to the end of myself for me. And thanks for letting me share. I pass.
And thank you, Julie B., for getting us started. So we are reading in Chapter 5, How It Works, starting with, on page 60, the second paragraph, our description of the alcoholic. We're reading through the ABCs, E being that God could and would if he were sought, capital H, notice. And we'll be reading when commenting on, well, we've already read, but we're going to comment on these, the second paragraph in the ABCs. So who would like to share this morning?
Rita.
Was that Lee?
Rita.
Frida. Okay, Frida, what's the... Sorry, Rita?
Yes, Rita.
What's the initial of your last name, Rita?
S, like in Sam.
S as in Sam. Thank you, Rita.
Tony.
I heard somebody O. Was that Beatrice? Somebody O? Hello? Somebody O? Okay, well, all right. Who wants...
Can you hear Jackie?
I heard somebody before you, Jackie. Who was that?
Shawnee Tara L.
Shawnee B. And I heard Jackie.
Cindy D.
And I heard Carrie L. Or Kara L. And Cindy D.
Kara, yeah.
Gotcha, Kara. Yeah. And Cindy D. And I'll take one more.
Bernie W.
Jordan L.
Bernie W. And Jordan, you'll be on the next round.
At meeting. Can you
All right. Me? Okay, so this is who we have. We've got Rita S., Shawnee B., Jackie H., Kara L., Cindy D., and Bernie W., and we're going to take Jordan L. on the next round. All right, Rita S., please go ahead. Good morning.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Grateful to be here. This is Rita S. from Florida, and I'll tell you, I like these ABC thing here. I couldn't manage my life on my own. Oh, I tried for years. I went in and out of OA, the vision, everything. And then I was looking for also a sponsor that would strike me abstinent, and that wasn't happening. And I says, but I knew I finally had to get relief, and the only way was through God, to get on my knees and know if God could and would if he was sought. I had to seek him. I mean, I thought I was always a spiritual woman. You know, why wasn't this happening for me? But I had to really, really admit that I am definitely a food addict, compulsive eater, whatever you want to label me. But God is the only one. And then I never had this personal relationship with God. but now I do, and I can go to him before I go to the food. Never did I think God was interested in helping me that way. And he could and would if he was sought. And when I don't seek him, you know, I always say, God, come between me and the food, come lest the food comes between you and me. And when I don't go to God, I'm going to go to the food. There's no question. Sponsors are wonderful. They can guide you. I've had the best sponsors on the planet thinking they could cure me. But there is no cure, first of all. I know that now. Always was looking for that, the easier, softer way. But I know the only way is through God, and to keep that close contact every single meal. Ask him, I just bow my head and say, make this enough, God, and help me today, and help me to reach out to someone else. I am so grateful, and God works in every other aspect of my life. I just know he's always there now, and I'm grateful. Thank you so much. All of you have a blessed day.
Thank you, Rita S. Shawnee B., you're up, followed by Jackie H. Good morning, Shawnee.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing me to share. This is Shawnee B. So I really wanted to comment on C, that God could and would if he were sought. And I kind of thought that, you know, like, okay, the food, you know, is down, and, like, the food is, like, the only issue. And so much has like, been revealed to me in the sense that this program is solely spiritual, and that every single day I have to, the only word I can think of is, like, the discipline to reach out and to seek my higher power. And for me, as I continue to be in recovery, I find often that it's a tremendous amount of discipline and vigilance to continue to seek, because it's not like it's like a spiritual laziness of seeking, of not, or not wanting to seek, or I'm not really sure exactly, but I have found that when I can truly humble myself and truly seek, that, like, God is right there. That's been, you know, my personal experience. And it's really just about getting past those ego layers that are just kind of keeping me stuck. And so I'm really happy to be on this meeting today. And I just hope to remember this line, that God could and would if he were sought. All I have to do is seek. It really, like, what's the word? Intentionally seek. So thanks for letting me share. Have a beautiful day.
You, Shawnee B. Jackie H., you're up, followed by Kara L. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, Sherry. Thank you for your service. This is Jackie H., recovered in Colorado, and I'm so glad to be here. So glad to be holding this book that sat on my shelf for 12 years, actually, after I went through the steps in another program. And now I have this design for living that I can actually open up, and it makes sense to me. I love this. I'm going to comment on all three just real quickly, that we were alcoholic and could not manage our own lives. I was maladjusted. I was so maladjusted to life. And I could not manage my life. I tried. I tried really, really, really hard. And the way I tried to manage it was, one of the ways was food. Food would soothe me. And by trying to get everybody in my life to get their little get in line with me, so that I could be happy, if everything outside of me was how I designed it, then I thought I could be happy. And that didn't work. And that probably no human power could have relieved me. So my problem really, really wasn't food. My problem was I didn't have the power, and yet I thought I was God. I was playing God. Now, I wouldn't tell people I thought I was God, but I sure acted like it. And so here I was acting and playing God, I did not have the power. And in step two here, this is step one, two, and three, so beautifully in this little package, I got to really, do I realize that there is a power outside of me, or not outside of me, inside of me, excuse me, that was not at all what I wanted to say. Is there a power greater than me that resides in me and that can make decisions for me and that can give me the power and can manage my life? I can manage my life through the power that God gives me and that God could and would if he were sought. Oh my goodness. You know, I asked for lots of things. I asked for a lot of things in my life, for people to be the way I wanted them, and so that I could have the things I needed, so that I could be thin, and so that the scale would tell me that I was a beautiful, good person. If it was right where I wanted it, if it wasn't where I wanted it, I was less than you, or I was better than you if the scale was where I wanted it. And what a design for disaster, right? That was such a design for disaster. And I lived that disaster. And I can live that disaster today if I forget A, B, and C here. That I cannot manage my own life. That there's a power greater than me that can manage that life. And that I, if I only ask, it will come to be. Thank you so much for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Jackie H. Kara L., you're up, followed by Cindy D. Good morning, Kara L.
Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Good morning, my fellows. Thank you, everyone that's doing service in our meeting, bringing this meeting to us today. Great reading, and I really loved what I've heard so far. I always have a little joke, my higher power works a really awesome program and will not give an opinion unless I ask for it, right? So for me, that's it. I have to continue to ask for those opinions, and I have to continue to ask for those opinions throughout my life, throughout my day. When life is getting busy, overwhelming, difficult, it's because I've fallen back into self. It's when I've stopped asking for guidance. I've stopped reaching out and thinking, and I've taken back the belief that I can handle life. And I can't. If I could, I would have already. And it's such a blessing to be able to be, indecisive on something and say, hey, God, give me a clue here, an intuitive thought, an inspiration, or a decision. And then to move throughout my day. And life is so much easier. And I have this, I'm living this life beyond my wildest dreams. It's amazing. And I'm so grateful to, be able to study the Big Book with fellows here. And I have another face-to-face meeting that I study it. And the stories, they talk about, we mentioned this, our stories before and after. And it's amazing to read the stories in the back of the book, too, and identify in and laugh and just feel a part of. Today I'm traveling to the East Coast, and I take you all with me. And I know that if before I would worry that I wouldn't have contact, now I know. I can call the earlier meeting. I'll be on East Coast time. I can call this meeting in still, too. It's truly a gift in my life. And God is here for everything I need. I'm packing today, and I was like, should I bring that? Should I bring this? And then I'd sit and, all right, I'll bring that, God. That's when I feel distant, what I need to do is I start asking my higher power's opinion on everything. Because it reminds me that I'm not in charge anymore. And that's a relief, isn't it? Isn't it a relief not to be in charge anymore? And, those gifts that I get today is I get a better relationship with my family. I get to have food neutrality. I get to wake up every morning and say, God, please give me freedom for myself today. For my self-will, and show me how to be your light in this world today. Show me how I may be of service today. Boy, that's a gift. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for all of you joining us on the meeting today and making this happen. Have a beautiful weekend. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Kara. Cindy D. You're up, followed by Bernie W. Cindy?
Thank you, Sherry. Good morning, fellows. This is Cindy D., gratefully recovered in Texas. And, you know, when this is being read today, I kind of chuckled at personal adventure. And I thought, yeah, it really has been an adventure. And I think I'm still on an adventure, absolutely, of discovery and learning. And it's a really cool adventure, because when I look back on the before adventures, they weren't that much fun. They were treacherous, to say the least. And, you know, when I look at the ABCs here, I tend to change them and say, you know, yes, I am a compulsive overeater, and I could not manage my life. And I tried so hard. I tried everything, and I thought I was in charge of not only my life, but everybody else's as well. And then in B, that probably no human power. You know, for me, there's no probably about it. But there's definitely no human power. And I have to remind myself that that human power includes me. I cannot, you know, relieve myself of my obsession, that I have to turn to another power. And then the last sentence, that God could and would, you know, that God has for me when I seek him out. And he always does when I seek him out, come through for me. And I used to wonder what that statement of taking my power back, or, you know, giving my power away, what that sentence meant. And I'm coming to know that when I can truly get connected to my higher power, truly listen to him of, you know, what is best for me to do for myself and for others, and to definitely take care of me in a healthy way, that is taking my power. And in the past, I have done such a good job of giving that power away to everything and everything around me, or trying to, you know, be that power myself. So it's been quite an adventure so far, and I'm excited about the rest of the adventure that's yet to come for me. And I think that's the part of, you know, a life beyond my wildest dreams that I really can embrace right now, is that I'm excited about the future. And, you know, before coming to program, I don't think I was very excited about the future. So for me, that's the part that is truly a dream in a way, because I never thought that I could be happy, you know, all the time, or most of the time at least. So with that, I'm going to pass, and I'm going to wish everyone a beautiful long weekend. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Cindy D. And before we hear from Bernie W., I'm just going to remind you where we're at. We're on page 60, the second paragraph. So after Bernie W. shares and Jordan L., we'll take some more names. Bernie, good morning.
Good morning. This is Bernie W. I'm calling from Pennsylvania, and recovered by God's grace and mercy. And these 3 points just hit me so strongly today. So I'm calling in, and that could not manage our life. I could not manage my life, and that no human power could change me or help me, and that God could and would if he was sought. And my problem was, although I couldn't manage my life, my eating, I tried to control everybody else's life. My children, my husband, I mean, I was a control freak. And I couldn't manage myself, and I'm out there trying to manage everyone. And I can't believe it's taken me so many years to see that. And I'm so thankful to God that I have finally, through this program, seen that. And today I read something that, because, like, figuring out is like a human tendency. And we also have the human tendency, when we figure it out quickly, what we believe, from that point we're fixed. We stick to those beliefs and look for things that will confirm those beliefs, and we think we've got it made. Anyway, I did. I thought I had it. I thought I knew it all, and I love the prayer in the OA that helped me to set aside everything I think I know. And that has helped me to let go. I had to let go of everything that I thought I knew. And when I do set it aside, I do change. And I could see this miracle happening. And I'm so grateful for that. And I'm able to, most of the time, let others live their path and not try to control them. And I'm so thankful to God. I'm so thankful to Vision for this program, for the steps, for the fellows that I get to listen to every day that have helped me to continue to see the truth and to stay focused on these steps. And I can't wait to see the faces of all these people at the convention. I'm just so looking forward to it. And so thankful for those who have given service by speaking out here and letting God talk through them to help me and to help so many of the other people on this line. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Bernie W. All right, so again, we're on page 60, the second paragraph, our ABCs. Jordan L., I have you down, so who else would like to share besides Jordan L.?
Kelly S.
Gotcha, Kelly.
Cassie G. Thanks.
Natalie L.
Was that Cassie G? Or was that
Cassie G.
Cassie
and
G.
Lily S.
Thanks, Sherry.
Cassie G., I think I heard. And then I heard, who was after that? Kathy?
Natalie L.
I heard Natalie. Okay, Natalie, gotcha. And two more.
Lynn S.
Okay, I got Lynn S. And then there was a kind of soft voice there.
Karen G.
Was that Karen G?
Terry C.
Sorry about that, Carrie. All right, Carrie, we have Carrie C. All right. Thank you, Carrie C. All right. So I have Jordan L., Kelly S., Kathy G., Natalie L., Lynn S., and Terry C. Jordan L., please go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning, Sherry. My name's Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Crested Butte, Colorado. I'm grateful to be on the line with you guys this morning. So we have these three pertinent ideas. This is like a really beautiful part of the book, right? Because this book is so clear and precise in the way that it instructs us, this is what would you call it? Like a crossroads, right? Once we have gotten here to A, B, and C, we've read through the first chapters, the description of the alcoholic, the chapter of the agnostic. Maybe we've read about some of the personal adventures in the back of the book. I didn't read so much the personal adventures in the back of the book as I just listened to you guys every single day. I was on this meeting like a fiend for those first like 6 months, listening to recordings of the earlier meeting and this meeting live, and just all over it. And so by the time I got to this point, like, I was very much convinced of these three ideas. It still bothered me the way that some of you talked about a higher power, but that's okay. Because truly, the only thing that I need to be convinced of at this point is that human power isn't going to do it for me. I don't need to know what that higher power is. It doesn't need to be defined. I don't need to understand it. I just need to know that human power is not going to cut it. Nothing of this physical world that I see around me is going to relieve me. That's the only thing that I have to be convinced of at this point. God couldn't, what if he were saw it? You told me that. You told me it had worked with you. and I believed you. I believed that it had worked with you. I'm not sure that I was even at the point that it could work for me, but I knew that there was nothing else. There was no other human that was going to be able to do the job. So thanks for letting me share. That's all I got.
Thank you, Jordan L. Kelly S., you're up, followed by Kathy G. Kelly, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be on the line getting to share on this. And Jordan said everything I wanted to say, but let me elaborate, of course. Anyway, so yeah, you know, I couldn't manage my own life, obviously, but for years in the rooms, thought it was still about the food and the compulsive overeating. And, you know, it took me listening to Vision to understand that we're just putting down the food because my life's unmanageable. You know, I didn't really look at that hyphen there in step one. And, you know, I've been in OA for years, decades, and been in Vision 2 years before I ever was willing to put down the food. And because I still was looking for that human power, I mean, I consciously didn't think that necessarily. However, you know, I would seek out desperately the perfect sponsor, those strong voices on the line. Oh, my God, if so-and-so could sponsor me. I mean, I hear them on the line. They're amazing, and they'll fix me. I mean, you know, I had, I don't know, three or four of what I would have thought the best sponsors. You know, I've gone to retreats and conventions. I'm always looking for that outside power, right? And then it was in Vision that I say is my Abby, reintroduced the big book, because they're like everybody else, I've had several of them, and, you know, found out that great reality, that power was deep within. And like we shared earlier, you know, I just kept trying to define this power. I was struggling with that so much. And, you know, I'm just so grateful today that I got to that place of desperation. And just like we shared, I did this based on what you guys were telling me, you know, and I finally got desperate enough to put the food down and get to that place of surrender. And, you know, I was willing to do this and work this like there was another higher power and it wasn't me, right? And, you know, it's like somebody else shared too. It's not about thinking. It's not about feeling. It's about taking contrary actions. And I'm just so grateful today that, you know, I share with people. I know that slogans don't fix us, right? Meeting makers don't necessarily make it. But I'm going to tell you guys, I'm grateful today that I stuck around because, you know, my absent date is March 14th of 2015. And I've been in here for 3 decades. And what if on the 13th I said, screw this crap, I'm out of here. You know, today I do live a life beyond my wildest dreams. And yes, it's tough. I'm 56, almost 57, and I don't freaking know how to do life. I'm 4 and a half, right? And I am grateful because, you know what, my life is unmanageable. And real quick, I'll wrap up. I'm so grateful for the share that somebody earlier said today. Heard what I needed to hear, that when I find life getting too crazy and overwhelming, which it is today, just because of stuff, nothing big, I'm back into self. So I needed to hear that. Thank you for the person who shared that. So I can remember to go within, deep in, you know, spirit in, self out, power in, powerlessness out. And just glad to be here. Great meeting. Glad for all the shares. Thank you, and I pass.
Kelly S. Kathy G., you're up, followed by Natalie L. Good morning, Kathy G.
Thanks so much, Sherry. Thanks for your service. Always great to hear your voice. And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the newcomers. Kathy G., recovered in Illinois. And had to jump in this morning because I want to offer hope to the newcomers and others on the line about what it looks like when we're coming out of unmanageability. Because the part that really jumped out to me here was that I was alcoholic and could not manage my own life. That is just becoming more and more clear to me the longer I am recovered. I wanted to share this example I had this morning, very practical and really cool to me, about how God really does work practically and show up. I used to think, what are you talking about? Like, what does it really look like? You're like, your life is so different and so wonderful. Well, this is just something super simple, but I realized it was directly from God. I had my meditation this morning, my quiet time, and one of my issues has just been unmanageability regarding, you know, paper, technology, all kinds of things. And in this recovery, it's just bringing it into a manageable state. So all of a sudden, this thought dropped into my head this morning, and it brought me to page 87, which says at the top, what used to be the hunch or the occasional inspiration gradually becomes a working part of the mind. Well, I think that's taking place in my mind, and I just want to celebrate with you, because all of a sudden the thought comes to me that an area that causes me stress, which is like all the GroupMe stuff, the WhatsApp, the Marco Polo, you know, all that kind of stuff that has to be checked every day. I had it on different screen pages on my phone, and I'd have to be searching it out. All of a sudden the thought came, let's drop and drag those things over to the front page so that it'll be easier for you. And I sat there, this might sound so ridiculous to some people on the line, but I dropped and dragged these things, and they're all on my front page now, right next to each other. And that will create a sense of manageability in my life today that was not there yesterday. So I just want to encourage people that this stuff really works in little ways, in big ways, and it's so thrilling that we have hope out of unmanageability. Just keep inviting God into whatever situation you're dealing with, and he shows up. So thanks so much, Sherry. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day. Pass.
Thank you, Kathy G. and Natalie L. You're up, followed by Lynn S. Natalie, good morning.
Hi, this is Natalie L. from Colorado. Really don't want to share today. I don't feel like I have much of anything useful to share to the line. I'm in a difficult place with food right now, and while I can clearly see that I can't control it, it hasn't reached that heart level that it used to be at, and there was a time when I was recovered, and, you know, the world seemed, like, electric, like I understood everything, and I was finding that I could trust myself, and that was a really cool feeling, and I've lost that because I'm back in the food, and it's really hard to admit that I've lost that, and it's also embarrassing looking back at how far I deviated from connecting with my higher power and the fact that I don't know how to do that anymore. So I'm sorry that's not super inspirational. I don't like to share when it's not inspirational, but that's sort of where I'm at, and that's all I got on this. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Natalie L., and please stay on the line afterwards and give your number out for outreach calls. We're all here for you. Thank you. Lynn S., you're up, followed by Carrie C. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning. This is Lynn S., a recovered compulsive overeater in Toronto, Canada. That we were alcoholic and could not manage our own lives. That probably no human power could have relieved our alcoholism, that God could and would if he were sought. And it says we made these three pertinent ideas clear. And, you know, they're so simple, but they're not easy. And so many people I hear, yeah, I got it. Okay, so now what? You know, like I've been in a week and a half, I got this, now what? This requires a total transformation of our thinking, because for years, you know, it wasn't like it was just this food thing, and I got this food thing, and I'm going to get a handle on it, and I'm going to manage it, and everything's going to be all right, and my life is fine except for the food thing. If I could just grasp this food thing, never understanding, because I'd never been told, about the allergy of the body. And never even hearing about binge behaviors unless you went to behavior modification and put your fork down and chew 92 times. That's not a binge behavior for me. But eating in the car, meals on wheels is, lying on the couch and eating is. You know, and to discover these things and to know that you have to put them down, which isn't restrictive like it was my whole life since the time I was probably 3 or 4 being on a diet until I was 36 and came into program. It's so different. And accepting the fact that there is something wrong with me in my life and that I can't do a darn thing about it. I can't do it. The doctors can't do it. The surgery I had can't do it. The counselors, my parents, the people who are trying to help me so much and driving me nuts, like they don't think I know how fat I am. I'm 140 pounds overweight. I have to dress myself every day. I got it. I know. Then to take all of that, like there's no more pulling up your socks, Lynn. There's no more today is the first day of the rest of my life or Monday morning or any of this stuff. And then to have to believe in a higher power that's going to help me. Why would a higher power be interested in me, Lynn Skilling, standing in my kitchen in Toronto crying because I'm cutting up celery sticks and carrot sticks and eating cottage cheese because it's Tuesday and that's what it says? And why would God care about me and my food? There's many more important things to care about. This is a lot to grasp. This is a lot to take hold of. But if I don't take hold of it, I won't get anywhere. That's why the next line, kind of spoiler alert, it says being convinced. Being convinced of what? Of all of this.
Time?
I am, thank you. I am so grateful to be in program. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Lynn S. And Carrie L. Carrie C., you're up. You'll be our last one today. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to try to put my time. And pay attention to that. This is Terry C., a recovered compulsive overeater in New Jersey, and I listened to the first meeting. I'm listening to this meeting, the 7 and the 10, and the shares are just, they're just so inspiring. They're so inspiring. The spiritual development is just flying high in these meetings this morning. And yeah, the ABCs, I'm an enthusiast of Bill W. I just love his mind. I'm in awe of it. I love to get inside of it if I can and kind of, you know, I'm in awe of it. And I was recently lent a copy of the original manuscript. And on that page, just like he is in much of the fashion when he originally wrote the book, Bill is always in the active tense, you know, and there's a lot of people who came along and said, Bill, We have to soften this a little bit. We have to be inclusive. We can't, you know, you. And he loved to use the word you. And in the original manuscript, I'm learning that it says that you are alcoholic and cannot manage your own life, Terry. And that probably no human power can relieve your alcoholism, Terry. And in C, he wrote that God can and will. Those were his original words, that God can and will. End of story, period. There was nothing after that in the original manuscript. And I'm in awe of that. Like, he's so sure of it. But there's a paragraph right after it that was omitted, and it just catches me every time I read it. His emphasis is just so clear, and it's abrupt, but it's for people like me who need that kind of abruptness because, you know, I'd love to exaggerate and lie to myself about a lot of things. But it says, if you are not convinced, Terry, on these vital issues, you ought to either reread the book to this point or else throw it away. And that somehow, you know, was taken out from the people who wanted to soften it a little and not be so hard on us. But I read that and I know that I have to realize that my human power, most of all, my human power was not going to change the grip this disease had on me, was not going to change that at all. And to know that God can and will, if I'm not convinced, as was said before, if I'm not convinced of that, then I'm not going to be able to make a decision because the decision is that easy. You know God can help you, and you're going to let God help you. And so thanks for everyone that shared. I loved hearing, you know, someone say, this makes sense to me today. And it does. It makes sense to me. And that's pretty liberating because there was a long time in my life that none of this would have made sense to me, even when I was in the steps, even when I was practicing the program for the longest time. You know, today I know God can and will, period. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Terry. Okay, well, that's about it today for our meeting today. All for sharing and for listening. And I just want to take the time to thank Team Friday for their service. Gracie D., 12 Steps of OA, Des M., 12 Traditions of OA, Julie E.B. was our text reader, P. page 164. Jordan L. is going to take us out with that. And Don B. was our backup. And Janice P.M. is our newcomer greeter. Reggie O. for our announcements. And Lynn S. for getting us recorded. Yay. Thank you, everybody. All right. So let's see. We are now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Jordan L. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only and keep you until then. Jordan?
Good morning again, Jordan L. and recovered compulsive overeater in Crestview. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Carefully of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep